afternoon, gardeners. You're on the Garden Planet, and you're with Selena and Karen today.
Good afternoon, everyone.
And today we are going to talk about hanging baskets.
Interesting topic. Well, I didn't think it would be, I always say this, don't I? I didn't think I'd find out as much as I did or be inspired as I am, you know.
But then you found out pages and pages.
Yep.
So let's roll with it.
Yeah. Let's get on with it.
Okay, hanging baskets. Have you got many in your garden?
Nope. No, I do not. And I'll get into why I don't when after you've said your bit first.
Well, I don't have any at my... Oh, no.
Yes, I've got one. Oh, actually, no, I do have one. My mum made me one, of course, for my just recently, last month, bathroom. They're great in the bathroom. And we got a new bathroom put in. Yeah. And I said, it just needs some foliage in here. And I got the builder to stick in a big hook in the ceiling in just the right place.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's great. It's made a great addition. Yeah, I do have one.
Is it hanging over your bathtub?
Yeah.
So, like, when you water it, the water can just drip
well,
down?
Well, yeah, the steam and everything. And my plant of the week is actually in it, so I'll talk about that soon. But, yeah, one hanging basket at our place. What's in your hanging basket?
So mine's on the outside the door. There is a hook on the wall that juts out, and you can hang a basket down there. So I have, what have I got? I've got the Spanish moss.
Oh, lovely.
And those air plants that your mum gave me.
Oh, yeah.
So I've just got a little basket. It doesn't even have any soil in it, and it's just hanging off that.
Oh, yeah. She gave me air plants to put in her hanging basket in the bathroom there too. Air plants, for the listeners that have no idea what we're talking about, just those plants that literally just live off bark.
You can just stick them.
And, yeah, they live off the air. That's pretty much it, really, isn't it?
Branch crevices.
Yeah, and you just leave them to it, and they just seem to go and go. So great little addition for the hanging basket there. And also great if you want to add colour and texture to entranceways, like what you've done. Verandas, walls, decks and pergolas. They look so pretty in some places, but the thing is they do require, in the warmer months, a bit of attention.
They're quite high maintenance. If you're going to have a lot, then you really need to be paying attention to their watering needs. And why is that? It's because...
It's okay, I can tell you why, Selena. It's something to do with the excess air circulation around the basket. So you obviously a plant grows in the ground where there's soil and soil and soil.
Yeah.
When they're grown in a basket or a pot or a hanging, especially a hanging basket, that air circulation around the roots and everything is doubled. I don't know, that's probably not the right, but it increases a lot, thereby requiring a lot more watering.
But my theory is that some of those hanging baskets that you see, because they're not in actual pots, they don't have a saucer to collect or a reservoir to collect the excess water that if you're watering.
That was one of the gardening tips I found out was, put an old saucer or bowl in the middle of your basket.
Yeah.
But I'll talk about that in the step. I've got a step by step. If any of those listeners out there would be keen on giving it a go.
So how do we grow a hanging basket?
Well, the first thing you need to do is think about, obviously, the type of plant that you want to put in it, and you've got to do that according to the time of year you want it to flower. So say, let's just take it like now I want a hanging basket. You would go for plants like that are going to flower, well, we're heading into spring, right? So go for something like alyssum, which is a year-round flower, ice plants. You can even plant leafy greens like spinach, lettuce, mesclun, things like that in there. Ferns, if you're planting in the shade. Also, at this time of the year, if you want flowers to come around spring, I hope I'm saying this right. I don't know what it is. I just got this off Mitre 10. Halipterum paper cascade.
Oh, yes, the paper daisy.
It sounds beautiful, whatever it is.
Yeah,
is
that's a really good one.
Yeah. And marigold, the bijou sweet pea. is a pea, oh, beautiful, I love pea flowers, but this one is, this pea, do you know about the Bijou sweet pea?
It's the little dwarf one.
Yeah, so it doesn't require like a trellis or anything to grow up, but it just grows,
so beautiful.
There's that one, petunias, prostate rosemary, mini roses, verbenas, oh, I've put verbenas twice here, and flower carpet roses and nasturtium are all some plants that will flower in the spring.
Cool.
So that's the first thing.
Can I just add what you didn't have?
Yep.
So geraniums, ivy geraniums, did you
have that? I got that to be flowering in summer rather than spring.
Oh, you're talking about now, the season.
Yeah, so if you wanted, but if you planted it now, it would flower a little later in like
mine's
summer.
Mine's flowering right now, so.
Oh, I'm this climate, I can't keep up.
Oh, okay.
But, I'm putting, climate change has just got me, I was already baffled enough with gardening. I'm not a, like, natural gardener, to be honest. And now I'm just like, what? Okay, just plant whatever, guys.
It's right. Auckland, we're four seasons in one day, so don't worry.
And then you get your basket and you line it with coconut fibre or a basket liner. And then we talked about putting a bowl or saucer in the bottom to retain the moisture. If you are planting in the sides, like if you used a wire basket, that gives you the option of planting in the sides of the basket as well,
so
which is super cool.
Hang down.
Really cool.
Like, pop them in the little gaps.
Yeah, well, what you do is you fill the basket with potting mix until where it gets up to the slit that you're going to have the plant out the side, then you carefully thread the seedlings through that gap.
It's like a pin cushion, isn't it?
And from the outside in, and then continue filling with potting mix. So that's how you get around that. Then the next step is to fill and firm the potting mix around the plants, ensuring the final potting mix level is about 1 centimetre below the rim of the basket. And then you hang the basket at head level in a sheltered position. Why head level? Well, my dad, my mum was a big hanging basket. Honestly, we had hanging baskets and pots just everywhere. Like, it was like an army of pots. It was insane. And Dad used to curse and carry on.
No.
And bang his heads on the...
Oh, no.
But it's just easier to water, though.
Yeah, exactly.
You were trying to explain that. Everyone's got to at least hit their head once on a hanging basket.
Don't.
And then mulch. This is a big one. I don't remember seeing my mum using mulch. Maybe she did. I didn't really pay attention at that time of my life too much to gardening. But mulch on the top of the basket. And I think that is obviously a big one.
Okay.
Keep the water, as much water as you can in. During the summer, position the hanging baskets where they get morning sun, but are shaded from the heat of the afternoon sun.
Okay. Good tip. So what I had just to add to that, Karen, the type of potting mix that you use, does it have to be any special kind?
Well, I think if you used a potting mix with slow release fertilisers in it, or there is another thing you can use in there, they call them water retention aids.
Yeah, I had this, like those water gel crystals.
Yeah.
They call it Saturade that you can find. You can, if your potting mix doesn't have that in already, you can buy a separate Saturade mix that you can add to it. So apparently those gels will absorb the water and it'll keep your plants hydrated.
Okay.
It's kind of like, it's like those sago beads that you find in puddings.
Yeah, I remember seeing those in mum's pots, our baskets, and they're like, I don't know what a sago, I don't know if I've tried sago, but it's like...
little beads.
It's like almost like a jelly.
Yeah.
A gel. Because I was like, what on earth is this in the mix here? I thought someone had been playing silly buggers or something and putting things, but it's actually a water retention tool. Yeah.
And... to line your baskets, some people don't use the traditional ready-made liners. They use moss. Grab moss and put hunks and make it like a bird's nest.
Yeah. Is that, you know, with your Spanish moss that you're talking about in your hanging basket, is that...
That's different.
Oh, okay.
That is a plant that will hang. It's like streamers, really.
Oh, I know the one.
And it just hangs. Yeah. It doesn't even need any soil. And you can just hook it over.
Yeah.
It's lovely.
I know the one. Yep. Yeah. I've seen that. Yeah. My mum uses quite. She's still into the hanging baskets, but there's not 100 anymore.
And
it's
so
about 10 years, she uses that. That's where I've seen it. It's quite. It's almost quite stringy.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah.
And
that's
a
great one.
With your plants, you want to have plants that trail beautifully, and just like to froth over the side of the pot.
That's right.
So fuchsias are really good for that, because the flowers are just lovely hanging down.
Mm-hmm.
And lobelia.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll kind of make like a frothy ball of glory.
Yeah. They've got lobelia here in the Mitre 10 recommendation list.
Excellent.
They didn't mention Spanish moss. Where do you get that? Can you buy all of the Spanish moss, the mosses at Mitre 10?
I haven't really seen it in the shops. It's just some friends have given me some.
I know you can buy the coconut liner.
Mm. Oh, you mean the moss?
I wonder if you could buy kind of moss as well.
You can, I think. Yeah, they do sell it. You'll have to look hard for it, though.
All right. And also, if you're wanting to go for bold colour, if you want to use like a mixed basket, just try and go for colours that, the same colour. And flowers that are all going to come out at a similar time as well. But that's pretty hard to predict at the moment, to be honest.
It is like an arrangement that you sort of have to have a bit of flair for. You put your upright ones sort of more in the centre, and then your trailing ones around the edges. Mm. And looks gorgeous.
Yeah.
So be creative.
Well, they call it cascading plants.
Mm.
The other tip I got here was larger baskets are best, as they help keep the roots cooler in summer.
I think it retains a bit more moisture than if you've got a really small one, it dries out quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But these baskets, they can get up to like 10 kilograms. Some of them are enormous.
And they say during hot weather, baskets need watering 2 to 3 times a day.
It's a bit too much.
Do you reckon? I know that's. I think that's one of the reasons I don't bother, because you're a bit sick of watering. But now I know why Mum always used to get me to do that.
If you've got maybe a wall, you don't have anywhere to hang the hanging baskets, you can try the wall planters.
Yeah.
And so I've got some of those. And I've got creeping rosemary and lobelias in there. Just those two plants, just keeping it real simple.
Is creeping rosemary the same as prostate rosemary?
Yeah, prostrate rosemary. Oh. Yeah, same plant. I just call it creeping because it's easier to say than prostrate.
Prostrate. I have to Google that word.
So that will tumble over the sides. And I don't use the liners that those baskets or those troughs come with, because they rot easily, and then like all the moisture comes out. So I've just used a Hessian sacks.
Oh.
And they are really good.
At like holding the water in?
Yeah, coffee
better
sacks.
Better than the plastic
even
ones?
Yeah, better than the coconut ones or the plasticky ones.
So Hessian sacks.
Yeah.
And where do you find those?
Oh, you just get them from the coffee shop you just find them.
Okay.
They don't even sell them in the... Like if you buy a whole sack of coffee, those coffee sacks.
Yeah.
So you just use that to line your baskets with and they'll retain moisture a lot better. If you have a double layer and then you just put your soil in or your potting mix... And I found it works.
And you don't need any plastic on the end.
No,
on
I haven't put
side.
Any plastic in because the fibre.
And they last
just,
a long time.
They'll last longer because they're woven. They're not just tufted.
Yeah,
and,
okay.
Yeah, so that's a tip.
Oh, thanks for that tip, Selena.
If you don't have anywhere to hang, but you've got a wall or a fence or a balcony.
Yeah. I really like those wall. Baskets. They can look so beautiful. Yeah. Really like them. Okay, so...
One more thing about watering.
Mm-hmm.
If you have baskets that are up high, you can actually buy those watering wands that you can attach to a hose if they're up really high and you don't want to get on a ladder.
Yeah.
So those are quite handy if you need to do that. But I've also...
You just attach them to the hose?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or those little squeeze bottles with the long...
Oh, yeah.
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 Attachment. So you just squeeze and the water comes out. Mm. But that's what I use in my indoor hanging baskets in my library.
Oh, very nice.
Shall we talk a bit about the indoor hanging baskets?
Yeah, let's do that. Did you want to discuss... This kind of ties in with the plant of the week that I've been looking into.
Okay.
But did you want to maybe touch base on a few do's and don'ts about indoor baskets first?
Absolutely. So the indoor hanging baskets are a bit different from your outdoor ones because you don't want water dripping all over your floor.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
So you need to find a pot or hanging basket that is a plastic one with a reservoir.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that any water will just drip into that reservoir and it won't
go
all...
You could still make a big mess if you wanted to, though.
Well...
Be careful.
Yeah, just be careful.
Yeah. That's what I could recommend. And maybe if you've just got some beautiful cream carpet laid down in your lounge, I don't know, I'm err on caution there and maybe put your hanging pot somewhere else.
Yeah. And so with the indoor... plants that are good, I have a few recommendations.
Yeah.
So I'll just list a few. So one that I really like is the humble spider plant.
Ah, yes. Yeah.
It's just gorgeous because they're little plantlets hang down.
Yeah.
And they just look so...
And it's a survivor as well, isn't it?
So neat. And they're stripy, so they look like little zebra things.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've got a lot of them in my hanging baskets. We've got rafters in the library, so we've hung some on chains, and the children love having the job of watering them.
Oh, very nice.
With the squeeze bottle, they think it's so much fun.
Yeah, nice.
You can also have ferns.
Yeah.
Because ferns naturally just droop down, and they look gorgeous.
If you forget to water them for a couple of weeks, or are they not? So like a spider plant, you could probably get away with that.
Maidenhair ferns and Boston ferns are quite tough.
Okay.
So, as long as they have good drainage, it's fine.
All right.
Yeah. And then you have succulents, which don't really need lots of water, and some of them are excellent for hanging because they just naturally droop as well.
Yeah, I reckon.
And so we've got zygocactus, which is the one that flowers.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous. And
love cactus flowers.
There's one called donkey's tails.
Yeah.
And it's so cute. It looks like little tails and...
Oh, okay. Yeah. Are those the ones that are like joined in segments?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yes, so yes. The two main types, your leafy types and then your succulent types.
Yeah.
So I just mentioned a few there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Sounds good.
You have one that is...
Well, I was going to talk about, as I mentioned earlier, this one that, well, I said to Mum, oh, make me a hanging basket, because she's one of these natural gardeners, a bit like yourself, Selena. She can literally make anything grow. And I said, make me a hanging basket for my new bathroom, Mum. Yeah.
Okay.
And she did that and did a wonderful job. We should put the photo up, I think, on the...
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys can see it because it ties. And she used a plant, one of the main... There's a few plants, but the one I'm going to talk about is the Wandering Jew.
Of all the saddest words that I have ever heard, the saddest is a story told me by a bird. You'd spend about an hour chatting with a flower, and here's the tale the flower told. Quote, I'm a lonely little petunia in an onion patch.
An onion patch.
Yes, an onion.
A Jewish man was once cursed to walk the earth forever. Therefore, like this plant, the Wandering Jew, the Jew will, in time, eventually go everywhere. That's the legend behind the plant, the Wandering Jew.
Yep.
I always thought Jew was like, Jew as in like the Jew you see on the ground in the morning.
Oh, the Wandering Jew.
Yeah.
Not the Jew.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I just love learning. It was an exciting moment for me. It's also referred to as the inch plant, probably because the name comes from a combination of the stem's ability to grow about an inch every week.
Yes.
And also because only an inch of this plant is needed to propagate itself.
Ah, yes. Pick a few leaves off and stick it in and it'll sprout.
It is versatile, mm-hmm. easy to grow and very hard to kill, which is why Mum was like very adamant if any bits fall off or if I want to take it out or, you know, change it. Mm-hmm. She said, don't you be putting any cuttings in your compost bin. Not one. Not even an inch, she said.
Take over.
Because it's an invasive plant. Yeah. So just... Yeah. Warning, great. I think it makes for a great indoor plant, but if you don't want your garden taken over with wandering Jews, stay clear of it, okay, guys? Now, she used a variety called the Tradescantia, Zebrina purpuzal. Am I saying that correct? Purpuzal.
The purple one?
Yeah. And this is the purple one. It's got it's a green and purple blend, and it just looks stunning. The leaves are purple.
Yeah, amazing.
And they hang just so beautifully.
Yeah.
It can grow up to something like 1.5 metres long in length.
Oh.
You can get them really hanging that long if you want. Right. So that was interesting. The plant needs plenty of light in order to retain the variegated colours. So like the spider plant you were talking of, and has variegations as well.
Yeah.
Which is like a stripe.
Yeah.
But if your light conditions are too dim, and I'm interested to see this because being a bathroom where it's situated, it doesn't get a huge amount of light, these variegations will fade if it doesn't get enough light. So I'll be keeping a close eye on that. But if too much light is provided, leaf scorching will be the end result.
Okay.
Now, watering. As you would expect from any hard-to-kill plant, the wandering Jew will cope with droughts and a little water logging at the other end from time to time. So the instruction here is simple. Water your Tradescantia regularly and freely during the warmer seasons to try and keep the soil moist. But then cut back in the winter because growth will slow and the need for water will drastically be reduced as a result. Okay, so that was that. Temperature requirements. The only no-go is exposure to frost or really chilly temperatures.
Won't have that problem if it's indoors.
Yeah, I don't think you'd have that problem in Auckland either. Wonder if there's much of it down south where they get more frost and stuff.
Not sure.
Any? Do we get southern listeners? Does it extend? I suppose it's a podcast.
Maybe.
Yeah. Well, let us know. I'd be interested to know that. Repotting. It's best to repot any pot, I believe, once a year in order to give more space for roots to grow. But as with everything else to do with this plant, it will still cope living in the same soil for years, which is handy if you've chosen to grow it in a hanging basket.
Excellent.
I love the
purpley pink leaf colour. It just gives you a pop of colour.
It does. It's really nice because, you know, bathrooms can get, we've got grey floors or grey-blue tiles.
Yeah.
It's nice, but it's nice to see that pop of colour in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's nice and easy. We've got the ear plants, and she had, I'm just looking at the photo. What was the other plant in there? It looks like a succulent. Yeah. I sent you the photo.
Okay.
You obviously...
Okay, listeners.
Did you even look at it?
We'll put it up on the Garden Planet Facebook page and you can have a closer look.
So all those, it's cool though, all those plants that you were talking about have been tied into that, those indoor varieties.
All
love
right.
it. And she put a fern in there too, a rabbit foot fern.
And I've noticed your hanging basket is made out of, it looks like a macrame.
She did that herself.
Oh,
she's one of these people
beautiful.
That's just really arty and good. Yeah, so she... It came with the hanging basket that she chose came just with those plastic sort of
hook things,
tie things. She was like, no, I've got to make it look more authentic and, arty. So she just tied up. What is it called?
Macrame.
Yeah.
It's one good thing that came out of the 70s.
Wait, and us?
Well,
don't forget. Yeah.
Okay, you, Karen, okay. I'm 80s.
Oh, you're an 80s. Yeah, okay.
Listeners, I wanted to add, if you want some inspiration for hanging baskets, go have a look in the Auckland Domain Winter Garden.
Ah, right.
So in their greenhouse or their glasshouse, you'll see quite a few hanging baskets. And one's in the tropical house and then the other's in the flowery house. And
That could be quite inspirational there. Yeah. I haven't been there for a while. They got quite big hanging baskets, if I recall.
Yeah. And a good time of year to go because it's winter and nice and warm in the tropical house.
Yeah, and, you know, great place to take a first date. You know, nice and romantic and warm and lots of beautiful tropical plants. Guys? Girls?
Guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, guys.
Keep it traditional.
Flowers for the ladies.
Yeah.
Speaking of tropical plants, another really good plant for hanging is orchids.
Oh.
And you can even put them in normal baskets.
Yeah.
And just with a little bit of bark.
Yeah.
And they'll be happy in that, more so than in pots, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
So just bark.
Yep. Because in their natural habitat, they just live in the crooks of trees.
Oh.
And so they're naturally suited to hanging.
Oh.
Rather than being in the soil.
That's weird because on my wonderful Mitre 10 listing here, they didn't mention orchids.
Oh, no, they forgot about that one completely.
Yeah, they mentioned things like also, which I thought was cool, obviously your tuberous begonias, which we've already touched on before, strawberries.
Strawberries are very good.
And, of course, you mentioned the fuchsias earlier.
Yeah.
Dwarf tumbling tomatoes, so that,
Yep, they're good, cherry tomatoes.
And chilies.
I haven't
tried
chilies.
So you could have a whole selection of veggies in your hanging basket, which I think I'm really quite inspired by this, more so than I thought I would be. I might give it a go.
I just need, I don't have rafters in my house.
Oh, I see. I've got an outdoor deck area that I've got plenty of rafters I can play around with. I'm going to give it a go. Let you know how I get on.
Yeah, let me know. Okay, listeners, we had a question from someone who listened to our last show about tree planting.
Oh, really?
And they wanted to know, if they didn't have any space in their own garden, where could they plant some trees, you know, because they were keen as.
Yeah.
And so good news is you can do some tree planting over in Motuihe Island. You can sponsor a tree to be planted and go and plant it yourself if you really want to. Because they are restoring the native bush there.
Yeah.
And it's a wildlife sanctuary over there. So that's one place you can do it.
What was it called?
Motuihe Island.
Motuihe.
Yep, in the Hauraki Gulf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I used to tree plant on an island called Motuihe Island.
Oh, I call it Motuihe.
Is it
M-O-T-U-I-H-E.
E? Okay. Anyway, they've got the spelling.
Okay.
Excuse our Tadeo listeners.
Right. So that's one place you can do it. There are some parks that also organise tree plantings.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get your spades in there. And there's also, because the government has said we need to plant millions of trees
mm-hmm.
to combat climate change,
mm-hmm.
there is a Trees That Count website that you can register your tree planting,
mm-hmm.
sponsor others to plant trees, and even plant a tree for every new child born.
Oh, trees for babies.
Yes.
Is that still happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, listeners, if you really want to get trees planted, that's something you can consider.
Thanks for that, Selena. Very helpful. Great question. All right, guys. Well, we have to wrap it up here. We've run out of time. So good luck with your hanging baskets if you feel inspired. And any questions and everything, you know what to do. You know where to find us.
Yes. Happy gardening, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. That's all we have time for. Come back next week for more great gardening tips at Garden Planet. You can find us on Facebook on our Garden Planet Facebook page or email us at gardenplanetfm@gmail.com if you want to ask us anything about gardening. Happy gardening, everyone, and we'll be back next week.